Be sure, be very sure that your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. That rock is Jesus. A sure, solid foundation. Truly, I thank Pastor for the opportunity to stand behind this desk today and proclaim the Word of God. I thank my co-laborer in the gospel. I thank God for the prayer. The Word of God says the prayers of the righteous avail much. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for the power of prayer. We thank God for the position of prayer.
Yes.
He always says we always ought to pray.
Yes.
And to faint not.
Yes.
We thank God for that. As Pastor always says, an awesome, awesome job to stand and profess the Word of God. And you know what is true? It is true. We're going to talk a little bit about truth. I had Minister Riley to read from the book of Proverbs. Because truly, I want you to apply your heart unto instructions today and that ear to the word of knowledge. Because there is something that God wants us to hear. And once we hear, he wants us to do. And I'll start out with me first. On December 5th, early in the morning, God dropped something in my spirit. I recognized it as a part of Scripture, so I turned to that Scripture. And as I would ponder it, I believe God would have me share a portion of that with you today. And the reason why I say that is because that's where he led me to go today. During the Advent season, I was studying in Isaiah, Luke, and Matthew. And I sort of stayed in Luke. But I've often believed and heard that Solomon was a wise man and that he is alleged the one who wrote the Proverbs. And the proverb is a book of instructions. Yeah. So I want you to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. So I'm going to ask you to unstop your ears, turn up your spiritual antenna so that you can hear what the Spirit will say to us today in the church. I hope you all have had a wonderful Jesus' birthday celebration. However you spent December 25th, you're now past reality. Christmas is gone. Today is December 28th, and I heard somebody say the last Sunday in the month. It's a present reality. We've been given this day to do as we will. We can waste it, or we can use it for good. I want you to use it for good. What we do today is important because we are exchanging a day of our life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. So let's do something good today. December 31st is his last day of the month, right? Last day of the year. Some lives will end as the year ends. Some lives will begin. So I want you to hear what God has for us today. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help, God, I know. Touch me, Lord Jesus, with thy hand of mercy. Let each drop and heartbeat feel thy power divine. I admit, God, that I need you. Holy Ghost, I ask you to take control of my very being. Cause me to speak that which you would desire your people to hear. I have nothing to say except for what you give me, God. Have your way, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
In this place, in us, this day. And I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
I've heard a poem entitled The Clock of Life, and I'd like to read it. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell when the hand will stop. At late or early hour, to lose one wealth is sad indeed. To lose one health is more.
Wow.
To lose one's soul is such a loss that no man can ever restore. The present only is our own. So live, love, toil with the wheel. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still. I want you to think on a few things, even as the Lord has given them to me. And I submit to you the title, Think on These Things. And the reason why I believe God gave me Proverbs as a foundational scripture is because of the instructions that He will provide. We will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. But also, let's affirm together, I will apply. Come on, I will apply my heart.
My heart
unto instructions, and my ears,
and my ears
to the word of knowledge.
Amen.
Our scripture text is actually coming from the book of Philippians. Paul, in the fourth chapter of Philippians, is addressing the need to stand fast. Being a stable Christian. And in the fourth chapter, I want to lift up verse 8. He says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Paul was telling the Philippian believers to think right. Paul is also admonishing us to think right. Now, there's two things I need for you to understand. Paul is not teaching a lesson on positive thinking as Vincent Peale teaches. Y'all may know about that theory. He was a positive thinker. Paul is letting us know that the Christian thought life should be focused on the truth of Scripture and nothing else. We need to think right if we're going to stand fast spiritually. If we're going to be spiritually stable, we need to make sure that our thinking is right. The steadfast and stable Christian, if you will be disciplined in his or her thinking. So I want to tell you out front, what we think is important. If our thinking is wrong, guess what? Our action is going to be wrong. I don't have Oswald Chamberlain book right before me, but one year, Pastor gave us those little books for Christmas.
That's right.
And we often go back and read that. And he makes it very clear. It's a great author. He said, to think is an effort. To think rightly is a great effort. And to think as a Christian ought to think is the greatest effort of the human soul. He's right. If we're going to be stable Christian, we need to think right. And that is going to require some effort on our part. We just can't come and warm the bench on Sunday or the pew and listen repeatedly Sunday after Sunday. We have to do something. We do live in a world full of wrong thinking. So much in the world. But he told us to be transformed. Don't be conformed to this world. But be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We know because there's a lot of wickedness, a lot of wrong stuff, a lot of negative thoughts versus positive thoughts. The fact that some even believe that there is no God, a lot of wrong thinking going on. So that lets us know there's a whole lot of wrong actions in the world.
That is right.
I need for you to really understand why something as minuscule as a thought can have such drastic effects on our minds, our bodies, and our emotions. The people in the medical profession have finally gotten around to the fact or accepted the theory that thoughts are a contributing factor to symptomatic illness. What we think is vitally important also to our spiritual health. Proverbs 23:7 tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You're not what you think you are, but what you think this is what you are. This means that the mind is the springboard from which behavior flows. So if we can control the source, we can control the stream that flows from it. Therefore, control of our thought life is basic. That's why Solomon tells us to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it is the issues of life. James even reminds us, James 1:13-5, that sin begins in the mind. I don't know, some of you may have met, I can't even read, but I can visualize the cover of a book that Joyce Meisner, I think it's called The Battlefield of the Mind, or something to that effect. Because we got all this knowledge, all this noise, everything coming to our mind, it becomes a battleground. But you know, guess what? You're the only one that can control your thoughts. If you let your thoughts control you, you're going to be a most miserable person. We need to realize the importance then of controlling our thoughts. We are responsible for what we think because we have the power to exercise control of it, right? The trouble though with some people is they won't think. Instead of thinking, they'll sit down, woe is me, what is going to happen to me, what can I do? They're not really thinking, they're just turning stuff over in their mind. Our Lord urges us to think, but to think in a Christian manner. To tell you the truth, that's the very essence of faith. Faith, if you like, can be defined like this. If a man is insistent upon thinking when everything seems determined by the situation, and it can knock him down in an intellectual sense. See, faith is not intellectual. Faith is not of the head, but of the heart. The trouble with the person of little faith is that instead of controlling his or her own thoughts, the thoughts is being controlled by something else, or somebody else, and we know who that somebody else could be. Sure ain't God, so it has to be the devil. In fact, that is the very essence of worry. He tells us to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to let your requests be known to God. But we have tended to be wary ones. That go against the word of God. He said, be careful for nothing. So be careful what you think. That is really not a good thought. That is the absence of thought, a failure to think. But of all the things that's in the world that can affect us a great deal is the television. All of us, I'm sure, have three or four in our houses. Everyone in every room. We're certainly immersed in wrong thinking. We need to think, and we need to think right. And that requires some self-discipline and some effort. So how do we think right? Paul lists for us the types of things we have to think about. When we think about right things, our thinking will be right. Mm-hmm. Paul tells us we have to think about whatever is true, mm-hmm. honest or noble, just, mm-hmm. pure, lovely, and of a good report. Mm-hmm. If there is any virtue or anything that is praiseworthy, those are the type of things we are to meditate on, to think on, to dwell on in our minds. Mm-hmm. Let's look at these. We're to think about whatever is true. It is so important that we understand that our standard for what is true is found where? In the Word of God. Amen. I don't care how many books we read. I don't care how many theories we study. The B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction for leader, is your textbook. If we're going to be equipped to discern truth, we must be in God's Word. If we're going to dwell on or think of those things that are true, we must begin in God's Word. But we need to be careful that our thinking is correct, that is, grounded in truth. How many know it's easy to think a lie than the truth? I heard that growing up. People will believe what they hear without putting it to any school. What she said, just because I said it don't mean it's true. We have to be like the Bereans. We got to search the scripture, see what the Word of God say. So many times growing up, I've heard scriptures misquoted, accepted it, quoted, and it was not truth. There's so many ways we can be led astray in our thinking. To be guarded from them, we must know the truth of God's Word. Can't stress that enough. If we're grounded in the truth of God's Word, our thinking can easily be wrong if we're not grounded. Our thinking can easily be wrong, then the behavior that stems from that thinking will be wrong also. Going along with the crowd, being just as wrong, thinking you're right. But it all begins with our thinking. You got to understand what you accept, what you allow to enter this, and what you think of. So I'm going to tell you out front, wrong thinking is dangerous. It can be deadly. We need to think right as believers. We need to be the kinds of believers who are eager to hear God's word, who is eager to study it. For ourselves, it's fine to come and hear sermon after sermon on Sunday. And we hear great sermons, the truth of the gospel. But when we ourselves can recognize wrong thinking, we'll know what to do about it. It's one thing to hear the word, it's another to do it. But if you don't understand, how can you do it? That's why you got to apply your heart to understanding. Look what's next. Paul said we have to think on those things that are honest or noble. Noble refers to thinking of those things that are sacred as opposed to those things that are profane or wicked. Now we know the prince of the air, our adversary, goes around seeking whom he can devour. Yeah. And one of his main tactics that he uses is deception. And he will many times send it through a lie. In fact, he is the father of lies. So we need to know truth, church. Our focus needs to be on the things that are true, lovely, and of good report. Those things that are virtuous and praiseworthy. We need to be cautious, though, about the types of things that influence our thinking. No, I watch TV, but there are certain things when some come on, I just cut it off. I used to love to look at the news, and I would keep the TV on channel 14. Sometimes TV would watch me. And then sometimes the next morning, I would wake up and feel tired. I'm like, all that junk that filtered through her out last night, that's what's from me. So I'm like, I got to cut this TV off. We need to make sure our thinking is straight. We need to make sure our thinking is biblical and that it's in agreement with God's word. So let's think for a minute. How's your thought life? What type of things do you think about? What kind of things do you dwell and meditate on? Do you spend a lot of time thinking critical of others? Well, start thinking about those things that's virtuous and praiseworthy. Do you spend a lot of time thinking thoughts that stir your heart to greed or lust? That's all in the TV. Replace your thinking with things that are virtuous. Do not spend a lot of time thinking about things that discourage you, that worry you, make you fearful. Fearful is a terrible emotion. And guess what? Fear, the reason why I say your thoughts can affect your mind, your body. I wish I had a lemon. But just imagine you got a lemon. Everybody know what a lemon tastes like, right?
Yes.
Imagine you got a lemon and you cutting in the lemon. You getting ready to squeeze some juice out of the lemon. Then you're going to bite into the lemon. Just the mere thought of the lemon sometimes will make your salivary glands make you get some saliva.
Yeah. Yes.
And after a while, when this is repeatedly done, your mind and body is being attacked. After a while, it has to have an effect on you. For instance, if we're in a situation, something is happening, tension begin to fly, the natural tendency is to fight or flight. We call that the fight-flight syndrome. After repeated over and over, your body's got to go through this, it's bound to be affected. It will affect your body, affect your other emotions. And fear is one of those emotions that is not good. The Word of God said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. So when that fear comes, that's torment, that's of the devil. That's not of God. And fear will make you hurt yourself. I've seen people of fear scared of their own shadow. Scared of the dark. Perfect love, though, cast out all fear. So are you guarding your mind? Are you protecting your mind from influences that will cause you to dwell on the wrong type of things? How do we fill our minds with the right kind of thinking? How do we meditate on the things that are true, noble, just, pure, and loving, of a good report? We can do it by practicing Colossians 3:16, which says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Not to the people, but to the Lord.
That's right.
I'm convinced that when the followers of Christ is faithful to get into God's word, God's words will get into them. And it is the word of God that's what? Quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's the intent and discerner of the thought. It's able to do exceeding above all we can ask. But think, we must allow God's word to become a deep part of how we live. So, be like David. He says in Psalm 119:15, I will meditate on your precepts and I will contemplate your ways. If we are to be stable as believers, standing fast in the Lord, then we need to love God's word and spend time in it. That means reading it, studying. Some people even suggest memorizing it. But you know, I find that when you study the word of God and the word is in you, the Holy Ghost will bring it back to you.
Yeah.
When I was just laying there thinking and listening, God dropped and says, think on these things. So I know it was something that I needed to do with my thought process. Because what is true, if your mind is idle, what's that? Devil's workshop. My idle mind is the devil's workshop. And he's always seeking whom he can devour. And the mind is an enmity against God.
Yes.
So, as we leave 2014. I'm not asking you to go out and make no whole lot of New Year's resolution. But I do want you to resolve to think on these things that's going to help you. Every thought that you think is adding to your life. Should I say every good thought that you think? Good thoughts will put you over, negative thoughts will put you under. God don't need no little sick believers. He needs somebody that's strong in the Lord and the power is his might. He need us to cast down every high imagination, bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. Somewhere in 2 Corinthians, I think 10:5, it tells us to do that. And we don't need to let our thought process just run along and collect other thoughts.
That's right.
Have you ever been thinking something and all of a sudden you thought, where'd that thought come from?
That's right.
Next thing you know, you're thinking another thought, where it came from, the devil. He told us to think on those things that's of a good report. Those things that are pure. The word of God is pure, converting even the soul. And see, one thing about the enemy, he likes to get in that soulish realm.
Yes.
He likes that because you know what? He know he ain't no match for God.
Yes.
He was up in heaven. He knew the word. And he can even quote it. But if he came to tempt Jesus, what about us? We no match for the devil.
Right.
But guess what? If we get the word of God in us, we got some power.
Yeah.
That's power in the name of Jesus. That's power in the word. That's power in the blood. We got all kinds of power bases.
Yeah.
But we need to start launching some spiritual rockets. Because guess what? The devil is seeking whom he can devour. I heard somebody say, I'm not sure who it was, might have been Benny Hinn or somewhere, and telling us, people of God need to be praying because an onslaught of something is coming. He didn't say what it was, but there's so many things going on in the world. And the other thing does is the word of God tells us, in the last days, there are going to be false prophets. If you don't know the truth, how you going to recognize error? So, we might not be able to carry our Bibles around with us. It may come to that. So we got to be like David. We got to hide the word in our heart. That you may not sin against God. Now, the devil don't care that you know the word. He don't even care that you hear the word. But he don't want you to act on the word because he know then you got some power. But that's what we got to do. So I'm going to just let you know that when you start to think about the incoming year, 2015, just resolve to think on these things that Paul talks about. Go back and read that whole fourth chapter because he tells us to stand steadfast. Steadfast, it means that you're able to stand under pressure because you have the right stuff to stand on. Now, you're building your spiritual house on a sure foundation, a solid foundation with Jesus. You can stand on the promises of God because they won't fail. God doesn't change. He's immutable. He can't lie. He changed not. Somebody said, faith is the key and prayer unlocks the door. God wants us to pray, to talk to him, not only asking God for things, but listening to what God will speak to us. Because I dare tell you, we're going to need to hear from the Lord.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's going on in the world, all the stuff that's on TV, wonder if you can think right, but you can. But you're going to have to shut it out, close the door to our mind that all this stuff in the world, and do what the word say. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
And that means we have to be in the word of God. Sunday school important, yes. Bible study important, yes. But you know, we got to do some things on our own. We don't always get it on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night or
That's
Thursday
right.
morning. We got to spend some quality time in the word of God, seeking the face of God, not his hand, so that God can speak to us. What are you thinking about? The Bible tells us to Because let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus was always thinking on those things that appear. He was always obedient to the Father. It's one thing to hear the word, and it's another to be a doer of the word.
That's right.
So our thought life as a Christian is very important. We don't need to take that for granted. We don't need to take that concept and put it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. We need to think on those things that appear, those things that are a good report. Mm-hmm. So many times in my life, I've heard things that seem right, but they were wrong. The Bible said there is a way that seems right to man, but it leads to destruction.
That's right.
Just like I said, start thinking. And you know, think about it. If you think something, there's something called a little thought, feeling, action pyramid. Think something, you got a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think it long enough, it seems like it's real. And it may be real, mm-hmm. but it don't have to be real.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on thinking, that's going to move you to a directed activity or an action.
Yeah.
You find yourself doing something. And most things happen in the span of time, in a human way, from a thought.
Mm-hmm.
The thought is there. So are you thinking in your heart, so it's you. Mm-hmm. Whether it's good, bad, negative, or positive.
Yeah.
So you're going to formulate something.
Yeah.
And then your corresponding action. If it's a negative thought, there's going to be a negative action.
Yeah.
Thoughts, positive or negative, can affect you one way or the other. So think on these things. When you find yourself straying, going in a direction in thought that you know that is contrary to the things of God, you need to nip that in the bud.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God has not asked us to do anything that he hasn't given us the ability to do. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will put you in check. The Holy Ghost will search the deep things of God. If you are natural-minded, you cannot understand the spiritual things of God because they are spiritually discerned. So we need the Holy Spirit. He is our teacher. He is our helper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if the Holy Spirit gives you something, you can take it to the bank because it's true.
Amen.
I like to think of the Holy Ghost as God's building inspector. He will come and check you out.
Mm-hmm.
He will convict of sin. He'll let you know when you do something wrong,
mm-hmm.
even when you think a wrong thought. But sometimes what we do, we just override it. Think,
mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? Not even think, oh, that was something that the devil just shot my way. And he wants to see if I'm going to accept it deal with it and move on.
That's right.
So I admonish you today. As December 31 goes out, December 31, 2014, and January 1, 2015 come in, purpose in your heart to mm-hmm. think on these things
mm-hmm.
that Paul has talked about to the Philippian believers.
Yeah.
Don't just accept my word. Go back and read it. And ask God, God, show me how to control my thought process. Help me, Holy Ghost. He is our helper. He will help us. But if we don't spend quality time with God, how do we expect to do that? If we don't study the word and meditate on it day and night, how shall we have good success? That's what he told Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let this book of law depart from you. Study and meditate on it day and night, and you shall have good success.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's up to us. Whatever you're thinking, even right now, purpose in your heart to do right thinking. Anything that does not line up with the Word of God, and in order to know whether it lined it up, you got to know the Word of God. You got to study the Word of God. Some people even said memorize the Word of God, but what I found, if you study it when you need it, the Holy Ghost will bring it back to you.
Amen.
There are a lot of things that I could continue to say, but I just want you to know, to take control of your thought life. That's too important to neglect. As a believer, we're not going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or withstand the wiles of the devil without putting on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
And you need the sword of the Spirit, which mm-hmm. is the Word of God.
Amen.
That Word is quick, it's alive, it's active, it's powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the ability to cut. And one thing about the Word, it is a discerner of the intent of the thought. Don't go around here thinking you know your heart. Because the Bible says, Jeremiah said, the heart is above all deceitful and wicked. But who can know it? Even when God gives us a new heart, don't you know that the enemy comes in and he tries to think, oh, it ain't, you don't need to do all that. Oh, yes, we do. We need to do everything that the Word of God says.
That's right.
So, resolve to think of those things that appear and have a good report. Those things that Paul is teaching. He's not teaching the power of positive thinking, but he's teaching a lesson on how we should focus on the truth of the Word of God and let that be the standard that controls our thought process. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
In the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Please think on these things that whatsoever true, whatsoever are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things lovely. Think on these things. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power.